This is program number LW2476. Well, John Erskine says his piano teacher gave him some great advice one day. Hi, this is Larry West. Erskine, the well-known author, professor, and lecturer, once wrote that he learned the most valuable lesson of his life when he was just about 14 years old. He said that it came from his piano teacher. She asked him one day not only how much he practiced, but how much he practiced at any given time. And he told her that he practiced about an hour or more at a time. And when she heard that, she said, "Don't do that." Then she gave that most valuable advice. She said, "When you grow up, time won't come in long stretches. Practice in minutes, whenever you can find them. 5 or 10 before school, after lunch, between chores. Spread the practice out throughout the day," she said. And then she said, "And music will become a part of your life." Erskine says that his music teacher's advice helped him throughout his life, particularly in the area as a creative writer. Outside his regular duties as an instructor then, John Ruskin wrote his most famous Helen of Troy, believe it or not, on streetcars while commuting between his home and the university. You know, I guess that advice could be condensed into just 2 words. Live it. The teacher said practice, even if it's just 5 or 10 minutes before school, after school, whenever. Spread it out, she said, and the music will become a part of your life. Live it. I guess one reason that advice has made such an impression on me is because, speaking personally, what I've had to do during the last 10 or 12 years is to do just that. That's how long I've been doing these We Care programs syndicated across the country, you know, where I do the talking and sometimes you do the listening. I've had people to ask me, "Where do you get all the stories?" And I must confess that it's certainly not from any 1 or 2 or half dozen sources. I get them anywhere I can find them. And I find them because I look for them. And I look for them all the time. My mind is tuned in on that sort of thing. I've sat and listened to old people who certainly have a lot of stories to tell in West Texas, in Southern Kentucky, in West Virginia. I've observed life, and life is full of stories, whether it be in Vancouver or the island of Trinidad, in Western Europe or the United States. It's amazing what stories you can find when you look for them. Now, here's my point that I'm trying to make today. Tuning in on God is like that. God is not someone locked up in a church building on a marble table between 2 golden candelabras. So he doesn't insist that you practice your religion just once a week by coming into a sanctuary somewhere in some cathedral, take your shoes off on holy ground and bow before some burning bush, and then you go on your way and forget him the rest of the week. While God wants you to become a part of his church, all right, and assemble regularly with Christians, worship is not just a 2-hour-per-week practice session. God wants you to live it. The Bible says, and this is a quote, "I urge you, in view of God's mercy, to offer yourselves as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, which is your spiritual worship." Now, you know what those words are saying? They're saying it's a 24-hour-a-day, 52-week-per-year submission. God wants you, it doesn't matter who you are, to spread that practice throughout your day, throughout your year, all the time. You know, habits are like cork or lead. They tend to either keep you up or hold you down. Someone once said that it seems as though the second half of a man's life is made up of nothing but the habits he has accumulated during the first half of his life, whether they be good or bad. So God doesn't want you just for 1 hour or 2 a week. He wants you to practice it throughout the day. It doesn't matter who you are. Spread that practice out, if you will. His music will become a part of your life. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Don't you think it's time that you really got serious with God? I've written a pamphlet called Do You Surrender? And that's what this is all about. Do you surrender? It's yours free. Let me send it to you. Do You Surrender? Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, 2 words, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.